The U.S. isn't the only country under new leadership. Somalia also has a new president. His name is Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed. He recently won what's considered the closest thing to a democratic election in Somalia in decades. Many Somali Americans can identify with him. Mohamed lived and worked in the U.S. for years. We wanted to know how Somali Americans are reacting to his election, so he sent Esther Honig to Columbus, Ohio, home to one of the largest Somali American communities in the U.S.
It's a party at this large banquet hall in Columbus. At least 1,000 people pack in. Women wear dresses and headscarves in light blue and white, the colors of the Somali flag. They dance to a hit song honoring Somalia's new president, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed.
Ever since he got elected, there's been so many songs.
That's Hassan Elmi. He says the song we're listening to is about hope.
What he's saying is, hey, Farmajo, like, you know, little children, please hold our hand and guide us.
Formaggio is the president's nickname, from his dad, apparently. A vendor selling T-shirts featuring the Italian word tells me more.
That means it's like, how do I explain it? It's formaggio. It's like cheese. Everybody like cheese, so they call him formaggio.
Mohamed ran on a platform to tackle corruption and unify Somalia. A lot of people think he can do that. He was prime minister once and well-liked. The people's choice prevailed, some here say. So there's optimism. And Hassan Elmi says it's spreading throughout Somali communities worldwide.
It's happening right now in Columbus. It's going to happen in Minnesota. It's going to happen in Toronto. All over the world where the Somali people have a population.
But Somalia is a country Elmi hasn't seen for years, 18 to be exact. Like others here, he was a refugee, fleeing Somalia's civil war in the 90s. Now he's rooted in the U.S., has a young family, a career in finance. But some people I talk to, they're now questioning life here. Soda Farah is a recent college grad. She spent 5 years in a refugee camp in Kenya before coming to Ohio when she was 10.
I went to school here. I grew up here. I felt safe. But honestly, I don't feel safe no more. And I know I feel like maybe I'm exaggerating, but I'm really not.
Since Donald Trump's election, hate crimes against American Muslims are up. Then there was the president's order that bans Somalis, including refugees, from the U.S. Even though that order is currently blocked by the courts, Farah's rethinking things. She says Mohamed's presidency might mean better days for Somalia. She's seriously considering returning to a country she barely knows.
A lot of people, especially around my age, are thinking of going back home, taking their experiences, taking their education back home. Because honestly, if you don't help your people, nobody else will.
The new president, he did that, taking his experience back to Somalia. His college degree from the U.S., his time spent working for the government in New York. Ali Adam is in his 20s and here in the U.S. since age 8. He says Mohamed's story is inspirational.
That's telling me that I could go back to my country and become president one day.
Adam welcomes President Mohamed, but says progress will be tough. Somali faces possible famine after years of drought. The terrorist group Al-Shabaab is still carrying out deadly attacks. And rebuilding after decades of civil war is slow. Adam says everyone here knows the challenges Mohamed faces.
Just by himself, he can't do everything. You know what I mean? So the people have to, it has to come from the people. The action has to come from the people.
For The World, Esther Honig, Columbus, Ohio.